ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
What number?
Text
5. Canto 1, Chapter 6, Conversation between Narada and Vyasadeva. I was the only son of my mother, who was not only a simple woman, but a maidservant as well. Since I was her only offspring, she had no other alternative for protection. She bound me with a tie of affection. Translation: she wanted to look after my maintenance properly, but because she was not independent, she was not able to do anything for me. The world is under the full control of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, everyone is like a wooden doll in the hands of a puppet master. When I was a mere child of 5 years old, I lived in a Brahmin school. I was dependent on my mother's affection and had no experience of different lands. Once upon a time, my poor mother, when going out one night to milk a cow, was bitten on the leg by a serpent influenced by supreme time. I took this as a special mercy of the Lord, who always desires benediction for his devotees, and so thinking, I started for the north. Shri Chaitanya Madhavistam Shapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Upakara Maya Dadati Savarantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhuni Chinanda Shri Raita Gadadha Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, Prabhupada's mentioning about the importance of initiation. Upstairs, right? No. Don't spend time if it's not important. Initiation. How the effect was there on this boy, simple boy. But he took the instructions of the gurus as very important. There was a change in his life. So we had also the similar experience by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. We could see that our old way of thinking, our old life, was useless. It was simply degrading us and keeping us here in this material world and in a suffering condition. So this is open to everybody. By good fortune, we can meet such a person who can enliven us in spiritual life. And then there will be a change if we're sincere. So this boy was obviously sincere. His mother was a good lady. This is a first qualification. Simple. The mother is described also as simple. The boy is simple. Very important qualification. As soon as we become a little grown up, then we think we have to trick people in order to get what we want. We have to cheat. We have to be duplicit. Because we want sense gratification. So sense gratification is not being offered to us very readily, because it takes money, it takes willingness from others to provide us that sense gratification. So we think the best course is to be tricky. And so we lose our simplicity. And therefore, spiritual life, we think, is another thing like that, something that we have to bring for our enjoyment, for our advantage. Of course, there will be an advantage for us, but that will come when we surrender, when we, first of all, put the Lord's advantage in the center. Then automatically, our advantage will be also included. Sometimes we give the example of the mirror image. If you decorate your face very nicely, then the image in the mirror is also decorated nicely. Similarly, if you decorate the Lord very nicely, if you serve the Lord very nicely, please the Lord, then you'll also be pleased, because you're part and parcel of the Lord, not separate from God. This is the advanced devotee's understanding. That's why Prabhupada is making those, what does he say, what word, what kind of devotee? The confidential devotee? Yeah. Confidential devotee. He sees that that he is actually part of God, so that whatever is happening is God's arrangement. What is the question of any of being separate? This is how the confidential devotee thinks, just like the reflection in the mirror. Because Krishna is my friend, Krishna is the ultimate time factor. Krishna says, "I am time. I am." So the time is being adjusted by the arrangement of the Lord. We have no influence over the time. But can we stop the time? Can we add one moment of life? No, the time is going on beyond our control. But because it's being controlled by our dear most friend, therefore we see everything is happening in course of time is favorable. Prabhupada says, for the mundane materialist, they think it's an odd or awkward moment. But a devotee is able to see, oh, I see, now Krishna is arranging this for me. For my purification, for my edification. Edification means enlightenment or knowledge, advancement, advantage. So this change of consciousness is required. But in order to have that change of consciousness, we have to be confidential devotees. That means we have to really believe that God is my friend. We can't bluff. When Krishna says, my devotee will never be vanquished, we have to accept that. And not try to, you can say, force the circumstances. One who is not surrendered, when he sees the circumstances unfavorable, then he becomes mad. Literally mad. Either angry or insane. Because this is not what I want. And I'm the center. And therefore, I should become angry, just like a child will become angry if they don't get their way. Because they think they're the center of the world. They don't care if they disturb hundreds of other people on a plane or something. The child will go on crying. 50 people will be disturbed. The child couldn't care less because he thinks he's the center of the universe. So this is our disease. But that disease has to be given up. So the beginning is this initiation, like Narada Muni received in his previous life. So we've all have that connection. So we should feel ourselves very fortunate and take advantage of it. Don't let this wonderful opportunity go by. We've had so many lifetimes, so many mundane mothers and fathers, but in this lifetime we have a spiritual guide. So we should act, take advantage of it. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta used to say, strike when the iron is hot, when the blacksmith is making something out of steel. When the iron is hot, then he can strike it and bend it. When it's cool, it doesn't bend. It's too strong. So when the iron is hot, you have to strike. So now the opportunity is there for us to make advancement in spiritual life. We should take that opportunity. Not become shy, but to become aggressive for serving the Lord. We can be aggressive, like Srila Prabhupada said. I was aggressor. I came to your country. Nobody invited me. I came to broadcast this message. So ordinary man, 70 years old, with no money, no real contact in a foreign country, he will never go to that country. He won't be so aggressive. Young man may, but old man, how is it possible? But Prabhupada was aggressive. Even in his 70th year, he was ready to go out and start fresh, without any money, just on the faith that the Lord would provide. This is a real sannyas. Completely dependent on the protection of the Lord. Not thinking, oh, I have to have money, I won't be protected. I have to have family, I won't be protected. This is the mundane person would never venture like that. So we have to similarly be bold in our Christian consciousness. But on the other side, we have to be humble. So it seems like a contradiction. How can we be aggressive and bold at the same time very humble? So the adjustment is, we're very bold and aggressive for the service of the Lord. But on our own account, we're very humble. When Srila Prabhupada came to America, he wrote that poem, and he presented himself just like the puppet being moved by the string of the Lord, and he signed his letter, the most insignificant beggar. So, on his own account, he was saying, make me dance, make me dance. He was ready to be moved by the Lord. He didn't have any false ego insisting on it to do it this way, that way. No, he was open to the ongoing inspiration coming from the Lord. So that's what it means to be humble. At the same time, he was very bold. Actually, in English, these two words are contradictory. How can somebody be humble at the same time bold? But Prabhupada showed how to do that. So boldness is, we're ready to go and approach people. Here, take one of these books. Do you know about Krishna? Please chant Hare Krishna. This requires some boldness. At the same time, humble enough, when the people stop to talk to us, they see that, oh, this person is not aggressive on his own account. He's not trying to dominate me with his personality. He's actually my friend. And the Lord within me is prompting me, if I'm a little sincere, a little innocent, to take this book, to hear from this person. This is the process. If we're too much proud of our personality, we may be able to sell the book, but then later on, we won't purify ourselves. We won't become changed in our hearts to be really humble like Srila Prabhupada was. We're always expecting that we're special. It's like we were talking about this person who was such a famous book distributor, but he didn't learn how to become humble on his own account. So he may be very expert at selling, but it requires more than that. It requires that there has to be a change in the heart, a real change in heart, that yes, I accept myself as an insignificant servant, just like Prahlad Maharaj, when he was asked by Lord Nrisimha, he said, how can I give up the service of Narada Muni because he has saved me from this calamity of material life? So similarly, how can we give up the service of our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, who has saved us? How can we think, oh, now we know more than him, now we can start our own movement separate from him? No. This is ingratitude. We should always be grateful for the mercy that has been extended to us. And in that way, we'll be protected. But as soon as we go out on our own, then, again, our own karma will come, and we'll have to suffer and enjoy according to that. So Narada Muni then, in his previous life, he's qualified, therefore the Lord will gradually give him more and more mercy until he becomes fully qualified after giving up his body and becomes the famous Narada Muni with his spiritual body. So we can also have such a successful conclusion to our sojourn here in the material world. We can also become perfectly realized according to our up to our capacity. Not that we can become God, but we can become fully realized and develop our spiritual body and our relationship with God to the 100% degree. But that means we have to take it very seriously. The mind and the senses will always be dragging us away from this goal and trying to engage us in their service. So that requires our struggle. Karshati, the 15th chapter, describes how the living entity, Jiva Bhuta Sanatana, it's eternal, but it's struggling, Karshati, with the senses, Indriyani, and the mind. So that struggle will go on until the senses and mind become completely subdued, just like we train an animal. We have to go on training. The dog will pass urine in the house, then we have to train them. No, until gradually they learn. Similarly, we have to train our mind, train our senses, that they can't be given the initiative. They can't just do whatever they want to do. This requires determination, because the senses are so strong and obstinate. So if we take this seriously, then they'll gradually become our friends. And then we can go anywhere. One whose mind is controlled, one whose senses are controlled, he can experience Krishna anywhere, any place, because nothing is outside of God, just like this young boy. Now he's going to go to the north, traveling alone. But because he's protected by the Lord, dependent on the Lord, So there will be no problem. You can always remember Krishna. Krishna will always reciprocate with him. Okay, any questions? Okay, Shri Bhagavatam ki.
Jai. Mm-hmm.